on the concrete chair in his face with a mugger and hustler and a pimp or two. Don't laugh, cause it could be ill. A child on his own is a latchkey kid. Has to live a life like his mom never did. Cornflakes for dinner, hole in his shoe. Don't laugh, cause it could be ill. America, the dream that you painted on the streets. Never falls in all but the faded. But if we see together, it's just give a damn. We'll make America an America, yeah. A woman in her 40s survives a divorce, wants to learn a trade, but can't afford guards to rent, needs spending, utilities too. Don't laugh, cause it could be ill. A man on the job for a number of years, finally balling, they can do what everyone fears. Handed out a pink slip, told he was screwed. Don't laugh, cause it could be ill. America, the man that painted on the street, that's all the law, like a baby, but if we stick together, then we just give a damn. We'll make America an America, yeah. Women and children depend upon the dad. He's going through some changes and he chooses to go mad. He's beating on the mother till she's torn by the flu. Don't laugh, cause it could be ill. A farmer in Ohio down upon his luck has to watch the dream go up, up on the block. Has to move his family when the auction is through. Don't laugh, cause it could be ill. America, the dream that's defended on the streets, better calls and all about the state. But if we stick together, if we just give a damn, we'll make America an America, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, a proud and prosperous country has fallen some degrees. Caught in petty selfishness, prolonged apathy. A drastic change in lifestyle can strike anyone out of the flow. Don't laugh, no, cause it could be ill. Oh, and America, the dream that's painted on the sea, said it's all that's faded, but if we see together, if we just give a damn, we'll make America an America. America, I'm singing to you, America, you know it's true, America. That dream that we painted on all but faded America. Let's be that great motivator, America. Let's be much greater, America. Oh, yes, you know you deserve that, and you know what day it is, and you know what time it is, and you are listening to Mission Possible Radio, and yes, this is bbsradio.com, and you were just listening to the Brown Rice Babies. Oh, yes, America can. Oh, yes, it can. Just talking to Don Newsom, owner of that radio station, bbsradio.com, and he's fired up, but he knows what I know and what I have known all along. It's been sung in Pearly. You ever get the feeling when you read the paper the world is caving in? The animal part of the human heart is finally gonna win. Well, it just may be that why you see. Oh my goodness, it might be the dying throes of anarchy. And the world ain't coming to an end, my friend. The world's just coming to a start. And you are listening to BBSRadio.com. And I am the boss, RJ. And yes, get it straight, because it's not too late for you to be in the know. Now, I just want everybody, since I have new listeners all the time, people cruising, surfing, now that Don has this powerful airwave, you never know who's listening in, so listen up. For those of you who may not know what this show is about the news. But the news as current events, because that's the time it takes for me to digest this. Oh, yes. And as I digest it, I told you last week, I said, watch out for these here failures. I can listen back and tell you, and I can listen back for the year or so that I've been telling you all, watch out for those failures, those collapses of those bankers. This is where the tide turns, and this is where the money gets earned, and this is where they leave it alone because they can't come home. Oh my goodness. Bank in Florida just went kaput. Now it will reopen on Monday morning. Neat trick. Be one bank one time, and another bank another time. And the bank, it's all about Georgia, Georgia. And as I weave my thermometer, and I know where everybody would like to put it, I think about a lance. I think about a Bert lance. Bertram, you're summoned. Neat trick, how you can keep all that money after being associated with the BCCI. Neat trick, Jimmy. 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 Oh, Jimmy. Can't you hear me? Oh, peanut farmer. Believe it, folks. Y'all been had. You just go ahead and check their pedigrees. I mean, really look underneath those underalls. Oh, yes, the boss is in a rare mood tonight. Why? Because when I really look at it, what are we celebrating? Why are all these people dancing in the street? Why is anybody trying to compete? This is serious business, folks. And if you haven't been watching, you know that they are starting to cave. Now, this is the way they save themselves. And what do I mean by that? I mean the political system, the two-party political system, which is so corrupt that it's going to start eating its own. And it's already started. And as it eats its own, it brings us all down. Why? Because we're all connected in this big financial world. And I'm here to remind you of that. That's what the boss's job is, for you to be able to explain it to your children and to everybody else where all the money went. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to be asking this here question. Neat trick. All those people who had more than $100,000 in that Florida bank are now what they call creditors. Now they are part of a bank. And the bank going to try and sell the assets of the bank to try and get them their money back. But that all they can promise is they'll try to get the money back. But here, now, take this $100,000 and try and do something. Now, I don't know how many of you are following this story, but there's probably no more story more interesting than this one because it all has to do with where all the money is going. I told you last week, I get tired of saying it, but I have to say it one more time. Chiron, Venezuela. Is that a clue? You know? You want to know where all the money is? Just figure out who's the one who deregulated the banks. Just for a moment before I get into my Hiroshima retrospective, which will be the second part of this show. I'm only 8 minutes into this show, so I got a little time to remind you, America, because I have to do this. This is what the mission is. The mission is possible. If you want to cross your I's and dot your T's and understand what has happened to all the finances? This is what happened. I'm going to give it to you. Chapter and verse so that you really understand it. You say there was an SNL crisis and a BCCI scandal. And many people were involved in that. And many people got away with not only murder, but they also got away with a lot of money. And some of those people are in very high places. And this is why the Congress doesn't want to touch it. Because every time someone touches it, someone, you know what, comes up missing. Comes up dusted, comes up wasted, comes up discredited, comes up ridiculed, followed, and targeted. This is the way they play it. This is the way it's been played. You can go to the movies and watch it if you want to, or you can just sit at home and watch CNN have to tell the story. So as they tell the story and you follow the story, you say, well, me, I look at it and I go, oh, look at here, it's August 1st, and it's Sunday. And I'm seeing in the mainstream news, because they cannot lie, there's 840 people out there or accounts out there that are more than $100,000, and they ain't going to get their money. They're very sad. And it all happened over the weekend, because this is when they can do business. And I told you about that, you know. And so what I have to tell you tonight, because the boss is just excited to let you know either way you go, if you don't have the money, it's kind of like that old thing, what's the matter, Ma? You're looking kind of sad. And she says, well, I ain't got the money for the mortgage on the farm. And father says, why ain't we got the money for the mortgage on the farm? And they say, because we ain't got the money for the mortgage on the farm. And they both sob. You know, and then they tell that to the son. And they sob, and they tell it to the daughter, sob, and here come the banker. I come to get the money for the mortgage on the farm. Well, we ain't got the money for the mortgage on the farm. Why ain't you got the money for the mortgage on the farm? Because we ain't got the money for the mortgage on the farm. Well, I'll take your pretty daughter for the mortgage. No, you won't. Yes, you will. Bang, bang, you know? You know the story. I used to play it out at camp.
Mm-hmm.
Bang, 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 bang. What are we saying? What are we saying? Does it come down to that? Oh, rather than that, they bail these cats out. That's how it goes. Now you see. You see all these. It's happened once before, folks, and I thought maybe if I just jog your memory, we're only at 8 failures right now, you see. And they're being bought up. You see, you have to look at these bank mergers. Well, my hell, my back and my neck stands up anytime Florida is in the news, and yours should, too. Because that's Bush country. Woo. And that's Cuba country. And that's Cuban revolutionaries and all the people that want to get back into Cuba just waiting for Castro to die. That's what they're waiting for him to do. So that they can take it back. What they want with it, I don't know, but they want it back. They want to do business there. Like, it got some business to be done there. Like, anybody going to do business with us anymore? That's the problem. We can't bring in enough business to pay the interest on our debt, let alone be paying some of it off. This is the truth of the matter. Everything has gone you know where. And so now when our banks start to fail, that means you can't be doing no business import or export because the bank ain't happening. And all those customers are now in receivership and the promise that they're going to get some money back. But we know what's happening. Everything's being written down and written off. But it hasn't gone anywhere. As a matter of fact, it really is gone south. And they're starting to see that some of the money, you know, it used to be that the money was coming in to America and it would be distributed through Texas and up through Arkansas and all the way out. Just all those favorite presidents, you could just say their names and just go on over to their state and check it out. Now you got the vultures down here at the bottom. Their pappy done made it possible through Reagan, because when Reagan become a president, he gave George Bush a deal. He gave him a job to do. This is what is so incredible about him saying, I'm not in the loop. So you take a man who graduated from Yale, whose whole expertise is what finance is, financial investments. He went to the school of Aristotle Onassis. He deals with life at opium. That's OPM, not OPM like an O-P-I-U-M. That's not it. I'm talking about OPM, other people's money. This is what financial instruments are made of, other people's money, not theirs. See, their life consists of the systematic looting and commissions that they get and the pats on the back and the nice little profits that they get and the ability to put money into their campaigns. Now, that's when it all kind of got murky back in 1972, and they had to all sort it out, so they all come up with some more news and regulations. But as we got into electronic ATM automatic, oh, my goodness, electronic money, which means you don't have to produce the specie until it's time, until it's in a check form, which is another piece of paper. You see, it all automatic data processing. We have had it, folks. And to fix it means for us to have somebody come and come up with an idea that we all can agree on that will fix it. And that person's going to have the wisdom of Solomon. But anyhow, back in the 90s, we all remember there was like at least 27 SNL failures. Okay, so we know that did happen, and that's news. You know, for some of you that might be news that it was 27 of them, and it might have been that it was the 90s. A lot of you know that some of these banks, there was inklings prior to that. You had the Franklin and you had the Lincoln Savings and Loans. You had all kinds of things. Oh, let me tell you how connected these cowboys are and how they did it, you know, because they understand finances and they understand the stock market. And this they did back in the 29, and this is what they did back in 1909 or 7. I think it was 1907 that the big crash come one more time. People do-si-do-ing the money. You see what I'm saying? That's value. And then coming up with this whole thing with the Federal Reserve and the notes and the bills. It all sounds not like profits to people. It sounds like profits to the person who can create it out of thin air, that's for sure. And that's what we're talking about here. Now, the boss knows this. You know that. Don Newsom knows that. He's playing this here game. It's all blips and beeps on a computer screen, and when someone says it's over, it's over. That's the power. Now, who is that individual? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who I believe it is, but then everybody said, well, why would you want to bring God into it? Well, that's true. That's true. God is in this. He didn't create it, but he certainly is. And it ain't got nothing to do with his laws. And so you can see it's just rocking and rolling all over the world. I mean, people are falling off cliffs in India trying to worship Hindu gods, and other people are dying. Russians who fought against tyranny and tried to come up with different ways for you and me are dead. And as we go on, we limp on. You turn on your computer and you find out of the bank failed in Florida, and you say so. And then you say to yourself, 27, this is the 8th. Well, that was the 90s. Now we have it all worked out. We understand now what the government's willing to do for us. They're willing to bail out Baron Stearns, Lehman, and all the rest. But wait a minute, will they help you? There's a big question mark there. And I'm telling you, beware the man with the handouts. Let me tell you, I don't know where he's going to get the money from. He's going to print it out of thin air on your children, future children's back. You know, this is the truth of the matter. We already know this. Pull out a dollar and see what it buys you today. But we all know that there have been saving banks, but people ain't saving too much anymore. But there was a time in history when the CIA was owning a lot of banks because they needed to own these banks. And that's where the whole thing gets really kind of murky, because you have to understand that we had an intelligence officer, bona fide, raised intelligence, family, CIA man in George Bush. I mean, he come by it honestly. His whole family been in defense for a long time. You know, Remington Arms and all of that. They don't make them no bad person. What make these people kind of dangerous is that they always trying to start things in other countries so that they can sell them all kinds of weapons and stuff. And it's gotten downright stupid now, because conventional weapons like bullets don't even compare to what they've been using and what they're going to use and what they are buying. And it's our Congress, our foolish Congress, that just give them the blank check and tell them, go on at it. And partially, I'm really leading up to what I'm talking about when we talk about there being a Hiroshima or there being a Nagasaki. This idea of the destruction of life and property in order to inflict terror so that you got people to do what you want them to do, which is to be peaceful until it's time for another war, and then you arm them and tell them to be on your side. Yes, sir. Now, if this is the way America is the salesperson of the century, then they're going to go down. Because one day, the world's going to go, I don't want to buy that. I ain't going to buy that. And the whole world going to stand up and say, you know what? We don't want this no more. Everybody say, oh, boss. Well, I said, you got to do this. Because we can't afford to be waging war much longer. This costs too much. And you know we got to pay it. I mean, this goes all the way back to the revolutionary times. Our forefathers started something, and they got some help from some people in a foreign country, and they came over with the arms and shipped at great cost and loss of ships and everything else to help us out in the revolution. Now, they say fair exchange, and there was no robbery, America, and that's exactly how come we've been sucked into every European machination that ever came along, that you wonder exactly where these places on the map are and why it is that it would be in our national interest to go over there and kill these people in their homes so we can send our boys over there to learn how to be cruel and dissociate themselves from the truth and their Godhead and have them come back over here and exercise some kind of authority over us in times of crisis, because they'll spook us too. You know, the CIA, the DIA, and all these people that I keep talking about, and Mission Impossible, because we are talking about intelligence, we are talking about espionage, and I have had it. Because there is no intelligence in our espionage, there is no enemy, just us. That is the bottom line. With the whole thing with the atomic bomb, as I segue into it, and for you to know, is that bomb came from Germany, was developed by Germans, and at the expense of the American people, to the tune of $2 billion, in a time when we were still fighting and sending our boys over there to die, we had made deals with these German scientists that we could do this here. And today, a place in America, Hanford, Washington, is still poisoned. A place in Alamogordo, New Mexico, still poison, still radiating, and now we have places all over the world because everybody wants to do the bang, 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 bang. And now we have scientists telling us that we've dimmed the sun, that we're not getting as much sun as we used to get. We are talking about the fact that the rate of evaporation is not the same as it was over the last 100 years, and people have been studying this every day, 365 and leap years, they've been studying this and kept a whole thing. So those of you who may want to doubt science, go on ahead and try and find yourself some information about the dimming in the sun and about evaporation rates and how important it is when it comes to rain and fall and ice caps and everything else. So you discovered water on Mars. Is that where everybody's going? Yeah, they discovered water on the moon. It has in the south region, there's a pole, and it's supposed to have ice. And so you work your miracle and you send us all up there. But see, you're talking about way here. You're talking about it all being one nice little motion. And if you move it in one direction or the other, you may never get home again. Isn't that kind of like Oz and everything else, you know? But back to my SNL, because I tell you, everything that George Bush puts his... I'm talking senior. We've had, you know, this thing going on since Ronald Reagan, and he put it in place. And he put it in place. It was his idea. These are his ideas, because Ronald Reagan, just like his son, who wants to threaten all kinds of people who are for 9-1-1 truth, you know, talking about getting bullets and wanting to see someone use them. This kind of stuff got to stop, you know. It gets so crazy because they know the truth. This is how people who are guilty of things talk. This is how a man talks when he knows his father's getting ready to be handed a shameful story that is going to fit. It's going to be a shoe that's going to wear it. And I wouldn't want my father being talked about the way they're going to be talking about Reagan in history. And I certainly wouldn't want my father to be talked about the foot. They ain't done nothing that could ever have him talk like that. My father was a good man. My father was not a man who would seek advantageous, whatevers against anybody. And this whole bank thing is just another sign, America. If you want to overlook it, you can let these people go if you want to. And you can type in Bert Lance and see what he got after fleecing all these people. He made out like a... excuse the expression, what I call them all, bandits, writing checks they don't have for money they ain't made, and then accepting mo checks for dividends from the manipulation of something you can't see that they invented a long time ago and invented all kinds. And now they have the audacity in the news, and this is in the news if you ain't sleeping. Go find out what the Federal Reserve, what the Congress and everybody wants to do with these people. They want to make them their oversight. They'll get to regulate their own interests. My goodness. With that kind of, kind of power, I guess you go keep the presses rolling. You know, and everybody got to remember, presses are a German invention. Well, that's for sure. That's right. The Bible and the bill. That's right. That's it. Now, what's going to last? I do believe there'll be Bibles long after the dollar bills are gone. That's for sure. I do believe that. Reverend Roxy tells me that. And I believe it. And I also believe that the George Bush family is a family who is destined. I hope that we have a cell big enough. I hope that we can put these people behind bars. That starts with B. All the Brother Bushes. Everybody. Anybody that was in on it. Anybody that took that money. And I'm talking about the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. That's what's in the news. Because they're the ones that are absorbing all these loans. These loans. I told you last week, and I'll say it again. Until you get it, until someone calls in and says, you know what? You're absolutely right. That's absolutely true. But I know it ain't going to be Larry Nichols. And I know it won't be anybody that knows the Clintons. And I know it won't be anybody that knows the Bushes. I know everybody know, but I know you want to keep your jobs, but you ain't going to keep your jobs. Could come turn on you anyhow, because you know. So you're all marked people, and that's why it's got to happen this way. That's why it's going to be this way. This is going to be an espionage. That's why they gave them carte blanche, because they got to find all the people who object to this madness. Me included. Because as long as there's a Justice Department and a Supreme Court, we'll have to keep putting this case before them. We can't stop. Just because they're all bought, paid for, let's make something happen, folks. It's not like it's impossible. The mission is possible. And that's what you're listening to. You're listening to Mission Possible Radio. And I am the boss, RJ, and this is bbsradio.com. And you know, I am advertising faithfully my participation in live h2o.org, the concert that will be held on the internet, 9 locations too, all over the world, for the healings of the water, for the praying and the setting of the frequency during the solstice from the 19th to the 21st. What are you doing? Join me. The boss, also known as Rev Roxy, with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, Inside Out, VBSRadio.com, and all the host of angels who will be tuning into the frequency of love and articulating it from above as from within. Getting straight, you know? So there you go. And that's what I believe is the truth of the matter. Yeah, let's get back to this, because, you know, I really want you to look, and I want you to talk to your banks, you know. Now, I know the people I'm talking to don't have that much money in the bank. You smart, you know. Go ahead and get what you need, because it's going to cost a lot more later, because we are certainly, and they are, and it is in the mainstream media, that we are in a recession, have been, and we could accelerate, and it could decelerate, and you know, the Bushes made a lot of money. Bush sons, Jeb and Neil, I can't say it enough. They made money off this SNL. And I know a lot of you don't care. But I tell you, when the FDIC can absorb a $4.6 million loan, and guess who? This is to Jeb, okay, Bush, and to another guy named Armando Codina. Anybody out there want to take a shot at that guy? This is where you get the whole thing with the Watergate, and you get the whole thing, because they ain't stopped. This is a leader of a right-wing Cuban-American National Foundation. And everybody knows that those two ships back during the Bay of Pigs was named after Barbara and after Houston. That's right. They put those names on those ships that was out there in the ocean. So that has to do with Papa Bush. And Neil Bush, he carry on like this. Neil's the smart one, really. Jeb is too, but George, he's the dumbest of all the sons. But that's why they made him president, you see what I'm saying? Because he can take care of this stuff. They made the other one president because they had to, you see. But they got rid of him. And it all has to do with Utah, and it all has to do with Nebraska. It all has to do with his passions, you see. So he had to step down. But he had friends over in Saudi Arabia who have always made sure that his passions were absolutely fed. And so they made him feel better. And as he got to feeling better, he started feeling hopeful. By 1997, he had figured it out. Well, now that all these banks have failed and we have all this money, let's go on ahead and engineer a Hail Mary miracle for our side, which is to now make the world buy the fact that my son is the next president of the United States. And so he enlisted a whole lot of help from a whole lot of people, and a whole lot of people had to die, and a whole lot of people had to keep quiet, and a whole lot of people had to be paid off. And once they were, on we went. And that's why the elections were so funky, all of them. That's why even Kerry and Edwards been bought off. That's why you don't see their names running around anybody's heads and mouths today. Why? Because they're like a pariah, you see. Because they sold out. And they sold out because they were supposed to. That's the way a good Yale boy's supposed to do. Supposed to make them sweat and then concede and go on to live another day and to do what you have to do. This is the way it is. You see it in the movies. Why couldn't it be real? Somebody, you know, we either put the cart in front of the horse, or you put the horse in front of the cart, or you do something other different. But either way you look at it, these people have taken our money, have caused all kinds of economic chaos all over the world, that Leo Wanta thing. Heck, you don't think that Ronald Reagan had his people telling him what was going on with the Soviet Union? Easy to kick a country once you've made it collapse, once you've taken all its resources and made it all crazy and everything. That's what we do. made so many deals with people inside there that it was able to just kind of make it all come down, and that's how we got Gorbachev. Ah, America, you don't understand none of this stuff. You just know, I'm telling you, that the Bushes stole a lot of money. And both the Democratic and Republican parties are guilty of omission. And until we get down to it, have a good day. That's all I can say. Because Neil, he's got himself a good international ink. And he defaulted on, he's even more incredible than Jeb. He defaulted on a $132 million loan. And anybody that wants to, just go ahead and type in Silverado Banking Savings and Loan. Easy to say it now, not so easy back in 1985 to 88. Why? Because Papa Bush won't be president. That whole thing over there in Nebraska, that was kind of like a shimmy shimmy gold pop. But still, they was able to put the lid on it, and Papa Bush, he got to be president like he wanted to, and he got to have himself a little fake war. Try and wipe out his business partner, but he couldn't because his business partner is a lot smarter than he thought. Started joining forces with France and China and other people. Yeah. The Arab world was almost shook us loose, but Papa Bush, no, he had to go over there. He had to come up with a reason to go over there. And then in 2003, he had to have another reason to go back, because you see, when you do the kind of bad things that these people have done, sooner or later somebody's going to tell. Because that's exactly what my father said. My father said, standing on a lie is like standing on an ice cube in the middle of the ocean and you're bound to fall off. So you might as well just tell the truth and eventually y'all going to know the truth. And that's what Don Newsom talking about. You see, soon enough, it's going to be enough proof. And it's going to be so, you can't even gonna be able to look away from it. And even then, you're going to be asked to forgive these people because we can't lend ourselves to the same thing. But we don't have to put them in power, and we can put them in a place where they can be watched. And certainly, they shouldn't be able to keep the money that they say they're worth. And that's what I guess Carl Rove is doing right now. He's over there doing damage control for their side. That's why he had to leave, because you best believe he's the man with all the brains when it comes to this electronic stuff, and I'm sure that they got all the codes and all the banking codes and everything, and we're going to see more and more of these collapses. But what's interesting is that Florida Bank has been sold to a Georgia bank, and that bank, so I took a moment to go ahead and type that into the search engine, the name of the bank, SunTrust Bank, and boom, up come a whole bunch more scandal. So I'm like, well, look at here. Not only do they fail in one state, but then they take this money and all the assets and they give it to another bank that's all skanky in the head. That don't make no sense, but this is how they're able to take care of it all and to continue to loot and to steal. This is what their deal is, and that's what they're good at. That's what his father was good at, Prescott Bush. These people were the bankers for the Nazis. It's enough to say that, but the Nazis have become our bankers. So you all have to understand these things. I'm begging you to understand these things. To make this as simple as you all gogging over this here black man and wants to be president of the United States. I'm not trying to pop your bubble. But I'll tell you, man, 200,000 Berliners over there, when they find out why they don't have no money, when they find out that they've been had, that it's all been one big hoo-ha, brouha, then we'll see the truth of the matter. But 200,000 people is nothing, man. Almost a million people showed out in California when President Reagan, who then was no longer president, came back from the White House. 1 million people came out along the parade route. So 200,000 ain't nothing. 200,000 borough winners ain't. Let's see if he can draw 1 million people to his inauguration should he become president of the United States. Let's see how many of you are going to travel to go to Washington, D.C. this man. If you can travel, certainly you won't be able to drink no water, that's for sure. So, yeah, I'm a little bitter because I see people getting away with murder. And you see it too, but you let it go on. Me, I talk about it. At least it makes it good for me. And I don't just talk about it. I've been involved for a long time in the struggle, all the way from the time of when they first decided to blow up something. You know what I'm saying? I keep coming back to say this is wrong. the whole description of what happened at the Atomic. I try to put it down every year. We come around to August 6th and 9th. We come around to this time. I won't be on the air. Last year I was on the air when we were celebrating the anniversary. I celebrated because I don't never want to forget what my country did and for what reasons they do it. And I don't want to forget what my country is capable of. This is the truth of the matter. I don't never want to forget. So, let's get to it. What did my country do? Well, my country went over around 1942 to the Battle of the Bulge and made a deal with the Germans, who knew they were going to lose because they knew they didn't want to have to surrender to the Russians. And they took all those top scientists and they brought them over and they put them someplace to work on a project that they called S1, which is also known as the Manhattan Project. After that, what did they do? My goodness. They sold this technology? No, they stole this technology. And then they wrote themselves a budget of, I guess you would say, almost $2 billion. And they proceeded to take over a city in America and create a city called Hanford, where everybody worked and nobody spoke about what they were doing because they really didn't know what they were doing. This is the brilliance of this whole plan, is that nobody knew what they were doing. They all had a specific job and nobody knew exactly what they were making. And so they were making plutonium, you know. And when you look at plutonium, you can look at radioactivity and you can do your own homework. But our government put this whole program together, and then in July of 1945, we all know what they did. Yes, they tested it. Because you have to test weapons. And this is the whole crux of my whole thing tonight, because the kind of weapons that they're testing today are the kind of things that create the earthquakes that we're seeing in other places, and the kind of heating up of the planet that we're experiencing, as if they can't wait. You see, because they're out to destroy us. And they've figured out how to do that. And I still haven't figured out what's in it for them and what's their plan. I know that they're burying underneath the ground and stuff. I guess they have some kind of survival plan going on, but they ain't telling us, that's for sure. I don't even know if they're going to tell Obama if they make him president, but maybe if they tell him, maybe he'll tell us. That's what I'm hoping. I guess that's what everybody's hoping, huh? Y'all hoping that that man gets elected, because you're going to do it, and you're going to elect him, and then y'all going to wonder exactly what will he do. And I say, I know what he'll do. He'll put on his yarmulke just like he did, not the fez. He'll put on his yarmulke, and he will wail, just like he did, and he will tell us, what can he do? His hands are tied. This was all created before he came. He's just going to try and make the patient comfortable. Mm-hmm. That basically. I've been through this already. Y'all been through it already. You just don't remember it. Okay, so you have this idea of the bomb. At the same time that it's being tested, our president, President Truman, who hasn't been president very long, got to be president in April after Roosevelt was killed. And I say killed because, you know, Roosevelt would have never stood for a divided Germany, and I doubt that he would have dropped the bomb on Japan. I mean, it just, yeah, they had already had some indications that Japan was ready to surrender. But these guys are so itching to test it in actual warfare, because I'll tell you something, this is what these men believe, you know? And this goes back a long way. You can even go back to, like, the Vatican, and you can check out what was happening then, you know, back in the 1500s when Borgia was testing the rifles. It's a whole history. And when you follow it, you can see these people in it. They're in it up to their Remingtons and to their, you know, their Colt 45s. They're in it. And this is what makes their world go round. And I guess we are the last to being told what is going on. And yet history itself leaves all the clues, and all you have to do is just go and follow the money, follow the story. So this is what I'm doing. And today was about SNL crises and BCCI scandals. and how they relate to a Florida bank that has been closed over the weekend and will reopen as a Georgia bank absorbed in a commercial merger and bailed out but closed. And then people with a lot of money are now creditors in this banking scheme. And maybe they'll get their money because maybe in this last dying throes of the stock market or trade in oil or whatever it is that they're going to allow the major fortunes and wealth to be transferred before they close the financial doors of perception to all of us out here. And we then see it all kind of, it's going to take a lot of you all praying to get us through this. And yet I know that there'll be agent provocateurs out there to whoop you all up and tell you everything you don't want to hear and get y'all if you're not in the right frame of mind. And this is what you need to prepare when you go out there. And so I'm talking to the people that I know got their heads screwed on straight. So they know what they're doing. I'm sure that they know where the money is and they know how to get to it and they know what they want to do with it. But if you're thinking about saving it, I would really say, you might as well burn it then because it ain't going to be around. They're already changing American money and they're already doing it, so it don't make much sense. So in a world where I was going to talk to you about atomic weapons and what we did to another country so that we can end the war, which was not the reason, of course, you know, it was to test the effects of the bomb on human beings. And I thought tonight, one more time, because you can go back to some of my other shows, and I have a comb history looking for things to read about that day when we detonated the bomb over Hiroshima or Nagasaki. And I was really kind of moved by this one book that I found that I thought I want to share with you what has and what he says. And I found this book called Dramas of the Ages. And in it, I was just reading through it because it just seemed to be a neat title, you know, Dramas of the Ages. And in one section of the book, it says, There Shall Be Wars was the name of the title. And it had a chapter here on the atomic war, and I wanted to share that with you tonight because I thought that it would be interesting for those of you who are too young to remember, to really remember what a heinous government our government can be when it's trying to win. And even then, it never wins. You know, we just on to the next war, so learn this in history so the next time they come along. But we pretty much are out of it now. Our Congress has pretty much told any president that comes along that they got the right to do whatever they want to do, and they'll just back them up, you know. And after the deal is done, that's when they'll all backtrack and say, you shouldn't have done that, you know. And that's just the way it's been and the way it will continue to be until we change it. But this is a chapter called Atomic War, and the closing of the war brought about the atomic bomb. Well, like I told you, that would be the Battle of the Bulge, and the whole deal was made when the OSS, which then became the CIA. And so they decided that they would use this bomb, and Truman in a speech described the bomb as harnessing the basic powers of the universe. You see, this is how he thought of it. This mighty weapon, as used at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, is said to have more power than 22,000 tons of TNT and more than 2,000 times the blast power of any British bomb that had been created, and they had made one that was a 12-tonner. Yeah, that was an absolute incredible bomb. You see, it's been going on for a long time. And then there was a writer who wrote on September 11, 1949, the United Press released a report of the recent survey of the fatalities suffered from the bomb that was dropped on Nagasaki on August 9, 1945, which revealed that 73,884 people were killed. This was three times the original estimate at that time in 45. Now remember, this is 1949 that they're reporting. Yeah. The day Hiroshima, quote, the day Hiroshima was destroyed, a prominent radio commentator announced to the world, if we fight again, the next war will be the last chapter in the history of mankind. Yeah, and still, we have moved on to create weapons of mass destruction that, as though they may not be radioactive, they are hot in a way that no one will ever be able to explain. But there was this other guy I read on August 20th, 1945. He said the center of the atom bomb explosion, because he was there, he watched it. Atom bomb explosion was very much like the core of the sun, but it was hotter. Quote, it is said to produce certain death to any living thing within a wide radius of its center. Even those who were only slightly scratched died in agony days or weeks later. Post-mortem examinations of some who died revealed that pernicious anemia had been produced by a destruction of both white and red blood cells, that the marrow, liver, spleen, kidneys, and lymph glands were badly damaged, even in those who, at first, seemed to be only slightly burned by the explosion, but later sickened and died, unquote. The effects of the bomb upon human bodies were uncanny. The Japanese reported as a result of the second radiation following the explosion, the green hills behind Hiroshima were turned brown several days after the atomic raid. Green rice fields 5 miles distance were also turned completely brown. And many of the wounded victims in hospitals became insane. Physicians said that they could find no remedy for the effects of the bomb. Quote, one survivor ducked for shelter, but was touched by a thin, bright white ray, which caused a burn on his arm. People 10 miles away became paralyzed in the spine. The graphic eyewitness account of the atomic bombing of Nagasaki, written by William Lawrence, science writer for the New York Times and special consultant to the Manhattan Engineer District, which developed the atomic bomb, has been released by the War Department. Lawrence flew in one of the two super fortresses accompanying the B-29, which released the bomb, which was a different type from that dropped earlier on Hiroshima. Quote, I saw the atomic substance placed in the bomb before leaving, Lawrence said. Quote, it was not dangerous to handle, except under special conditions produced by the bomb. Even then, it yielded only a small fraction of its energy, which, however, was equivalent to 20,000 to 40,000 tons of TNT. We watched the bomb fall. In spite of the broad daylight, a giant flash pierced our arc welder's glasses and flooded the cabin with intense light. We removed our glasses, but a bluish-green light still illuminated this entire sky. A tremendous blast wave struck the plane, which trembled from nose to tail. 4 more blasts followed rapidly, each resounding like cannon and hitting our plane from all directions. A giant ball of fire rose as though from the bowels of the earth, belching enormous white smoke rings. We next saw a giant pillar of purple fire shoot skyward at enormous speed, like a meteor coming from earth instead of from space, and becoming more brilliant as it climbed. It was not smoke, dust, or even cloud. It was fire. It was a living thing. A new species of being was born right before our incredulous eyes. At one time, it assumed the form of a giant totem pole with its 3-mile base colored brown, its center amber, and its 1-mile top white. But it was a living pole with many grotesque masks grimacing at the earth. Finally, a giant mushroom shot from the top, which increased the height of the fire pillar to 45,000 feet. Yeah. and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Check out Luke 21:11. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't enough, we had to keep on testing. But the things that we did, the things that we did to those people to end that war, will come to haunt us one day for the types of weapons that have been created are out of that first heinous expression that today has men saying, oh, we have a defense system and we have developed bombs of non-nuclear nature now, you say. We use force, not radiation. Not the fire, but the force. We use these against the Iraqi people. We won't stop until we are stopped. And this is the truth of the matter. Why, this is the way fascists are, folks. And that's what America is. A great gaggle of fascists. And now, if the fascists don't fit, don't wear it. But you better understand that as you look, you're going to see more and more of them rising up. And they're going to be telling you a different story than the one I'm telling you. And they're going to want you to believe in a different end than the one I'm going to tell you is going to be happening, because it's all going to stop. Why? If it doesn't stop of our own doing, you know who will. Mm-hmm. And that's another night. And I want to encourage you to listen to Insight Hour. Dr. Leonard Horowitz will be back, and he will be giving us the news about live h2o.org. I don't ever want you to forget that we dropped a bomb on some people, and then we killed a lot of people. I don't ever want you to rationalize that away, America. We can't. We have to somehow or another reach out and apologize for that particular. And he said, well, I didn't have nothing to do with it. Yeah. That's not what it's about. We all take the medicine. This is what we have to do. That's why we all share in this here big sin, America. And we have to promise that we will never do it again. We have got to stop the insane plan. That's what the WASP wants you to do. And that's the kind of candidate that I want for President of the United States. Someone who's going to stand up and say, I want to stop this insane playing. It serves no purpose, and it leaves our children desolate, and it leaves them dismayed, and it leaves them having to decide how to survive the folly of our ancestors. It's foolish for us to believe that we can continue in this way, America. And that's why I have my show, Mission Possible, because I am unwilling. And I know I have been led by the unqualified. And yet there are those who will continue to do the unbelievable. And that's exactly what has stopped them from pushing the button. Aside from the fact that they realize they can do other things. So this whole thing about how the president has this one person that he hangs around with him from the time he becomes president until the time he's no longer president, with the codes and all of the script. We know that's a whole bunch of hooey, you see. We now are in a battle against pollution and disease. These are the two that are facing us. And if we are not up for the challenge, then we will succumb to ruin. And it won't be the first country that was high, riding high, and was cut down. Yes. The people will be safe in his hands. Revelation 15:19. His people will be safe in his hands. Not all state. His hands. God's hands. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the boss believes in God. It starts there. It's foolish not to. Yes, sir. However you come, come But the best way to come, I'm going to tell you, and I ain't ashamed to say it, is to come through Jesus. Walk this way. Talk this way, you know. And it gives you a chance to be a prophet, which is nothing more than a public expounder. So, I'm expounding. Where has all your money went? It's going to pay your government. Oh, give me a home with a buffalo room. I keep saying this, and I'll show you one nasty Oval Office. Okay. Anyhow, it's almost time for me to lay it down. You know, we got 5 minutes. I'll do a tight hour. I want to send a shout out to my good friend Athena. She's listening. And to Jeremy, to Helen, to all my other friends out there who listen to Mission Possible. I love you. I hope I told you something. I know you know. I know. And the only reason I know is because I'm connected to the big kahuna upstairs that allows me to say these things, allows me to pray in this way and to play in this way. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to continue to do this, but I will do it until I can't do it anymore. Because it's important that you get a word in edgewise, everybody. And that's what talk radio is all about. Now, you know, I don't get many callers. I know I have listeners. Because I know you don't want to interrupt the flow. And I know that I get people to download these. And I know that one day there'll be an archive, and I'll keep it. Be a place where you can see the things I said to you. Not out of any kind of boasting. Just that if you're going to expound publicly and you do in a timely fashion show a trend, then you might just catch on, and then they have to change their game because you caught on, you see. And then when you catch on, you begin to join together, and it's power in the numbers. You know, it's important that we ask who these people are in our community and where this money is going and how they handle the money. And go to your bank and don't be scared to ask them that you know what's going on with this whole thing. Can you close? Are you ready to close? Go type their name in the search engine. See if they're all cooked up in some kind of scandal. I do that with everything. Everything that I see in the news, anybody's name, I look. That's how come I learned about Burt Lance. And I remember him. He resigned for the good of Carter. He resigned to save his bacon and to collect his pay later. Oh, am I making sense to anybody out there in the universe? Is it important for us to talk about the Carter years? I don't want to repeat. And I definitely don't want no intelligence officer anymore being president of the United States. And I don't want any lawyers either. And I don't want no senators. So I'm stuck. So that's just the way it is. And I guess that's just the way it's going to be. Just like Walter Cronkite said, just the way it is, America. So, with that, my dog is starting to bark, and Mission Possible is now going to say aloha. And you know that music that I had at the beginning? That was me. Americant? Oh, no, I know Americant. And with that, I tell you, you just remember to just keep abreast of what's going on in your neighborhoods and listening and get involved, because you're only going to know how viable your neighborhood is by the way in which people are living and thinking, and you don't want it to be a surprise to you. So get out and go know your neighbor, and know that if you do run across a true Christian, you better know they have love in their heart, and they'll love you, and they won't judge you, because that's not what Christians are supposed to do, judge. Christ didn't judge, and they shouldn't either. So find yourself a friend, and have yourself a great week, and remember, you know, it's as good as gold and silver can get. If you put your money where it has value, you might take some of those little quarters that you're saving in your kids' piggy banks and go out and buy them a couple of silver coins, or, you know, invest that little bit of money in something of value and put that in the piggy bank, and to be letting that money just sit there, because it's going down, folks. And I know that I believe in God, and I know that God told me to tell you these things in these latter days of the law. And so that's what Mission Possible is about. It's kind of like a Revere kind of show, where you're just trying to get the word out, and it isn't coming from a paranoid point of view. It's really reason, and when you begin to start looking, you will see, and when you see, you will then be a believer. And I want you to be a believer in God, and I want you to be a believer in Jesus, and I want you to be a believer in your fellow man. So love, love, and love some more, and it'll all work out. That's that. That's another Mission Possible in the case. And let me tell you something. I don't want to see nobody out here trying to fudge it. We need peace. So we might as well just start working for it now. Aloha.